here now and not be, you know, sitting in the pews. I think this is the first time I've actually spoken here at the Fair Bluff before. But yeah, very surreal and nostalgic kind of drive coming back. You know, seeing all the things that have changed, but also so many of the things that have stayed the same. But I'm just really glad to be back here with you all. So yes, I have been working at Hickory Cove for 10 years now, doing all kinds of manner of different things. But I'll just start kind of talking about what we do at Hickory Cove. And then I'll kind of get into what my role is there, and then also just kind of what the last 10 years have been like. I've been told I have until 10:30, so I should have, you know, I should be able to fill that up. No, but we'll see how long I go. But yeah, so at Hickory Cove, we are a summer camp, but we also operate year-round, and we do retreats for different churches or groups during the spring and fall and winter. But primarily, our goal and our purpose is summer-focused, right? We're a summer camp. So our mission is to create Christ-following teens and kids through camp ministries. And to that end, we have a lot of different ways that we do that. Now, because we are a camp, we only really have kids typically for 1 week at a time. We realize that we are not really like the primary disciplers for that. And so we want to make sure that the time that we do have is well spent. So we focus a lot while we're there on trying to kind of build good habits for the kids while they're there. So we have times in the morning, for instance, where we have like a personal devotion time, or if the kids aren't old enough to read or can't read well, then we'll do that as a smaller kind of devotion with our groups. We also try to encourage them to get in the practice of kind of praying and being okay with, you know, sharing like really, you know, what's going on in their lives with their cabins. Relationships are a huge portion of that with us, because we realize that to really make an impact, you really have to get to know people. The more comfortable the kids are with their counselors and with each other, the more they'll open up and really be really see how impactful the gospel is, especially in our counselors' lives. Now we serve kids from ages, or second grade, I guess, up and through eighth grade. And then after that, we have a whole other program called our Teen Leadership Program, which goes from 15 years old up to 17, and then our counselors are all 18 and up. So in that Teen Leadership program, we try to kind of ease people into responsibility, into being in more of like a mentorship role for the kids, so that they get that practical application of their faith. Now, for our staff as well, it's always been, for me, a really key portion of our ministry as well, and I'll kind of get into what I do with our staff, but we always find that while our ministry is to the kids, our staff grow immensely while they're there as well, just by virtue of them needing to examine things in the Bible on their own and put those into practice and to share those with the kids as well. Now, we also look at how we can serve families as well. So we do a couple different events throughout the year. We've done a Mother-Daughter Day this past year, which we just started, just for kind of incorporating, you know, that portion of the family. We do a family weekend in the summer for like a three-day or four-day week or weekend. And then we also do a father-son weekend in the fall, which we've been doing for many, many years now. I think this might be like our 10th or 12th year or so of doing that. So we want to try to pour into the families as much as we can as well, because they're the ones that we know are really the ones that have the most impact on the kids as they're growing up. So that is kind of a little bit about Hickory Cove and what we do. Obviously, we do a lot of fun stuff too, you know. We do tubing and stuff on the lake. We have like archery and we do like paintball, a lot of team building activities, a bunch of huge group games, all kinds of fun stuff. Try to get the kids out in the, you know, on the lake as much as we can with canoeing and stuff too. But that is really just a way to kind of facilitate those relationships so that the gospel can be shared effectively. So that's really what Hickory Cove is. Now for me, my role as program director, I handle our curriculum, so like what we're teaching the kids each summer, as well, and that, you know, all portions of that really, so the devotions in the morning, the but we have another activity that we do in the afternoon. We call it Devotion in Motion, which is like an activity that ties into our message at night, and the questions and stuff to debrief on that, just as another way that we can teach the kids. And then also our curriculum for our speakers at night, and as well as kind of like getting our speakers kind of lined up. And we use usually local pastors in the area that will speak for a week at a time. I've also spoken sometimes not necessarily planned because something comes up. And so I'll, you know, step in and handle some of that as well. But so that's one portion of it. My heart mostly for our staff or for our camp revolves around our staff. And that's because for me, when I went to camp as a kid, because I've been going there even beyond when I started working there 10 years ago, I volunteered for maybe 5 years before that. And while I learned much of what I know here at Fairbluff in like our Sunday school and through our messages and everything, a lot of the practical applications and sharing that with others came from working at Hickory Cove. And while I'm not saying that's the only place that you can, you know, go and do that, for me, that's what it was. So making sure that our staff are well prepared for that experience and making sure that they're supported for all that is a primary kind of goal for me. As well as kind of helping facilitate kind of like relationships with each other and just making sure that like as they're growing, they can develop those like lifelong friendships. Because I myself have so many friends that I made while I was at camp. And you do get to know each other really well when you're working for, you know, 6, 7, 8 weeks at a time. Sometimes you're counseling with the same people, sometimes different people, but those relationships are very dear to me, and seeing our staff grow in that as well. So that's a big portion for me, as well as kind of developing and keeping those going throughout the year. So I put on a couple other events just for our staff, just to keep them in touch with each other, you know, little things like Christmas parties or like Thanksgiving things when they're back from college, or even just going to visit them at their churches in different states or at their colleges as well. But yeah, so that's really my kind of role as program director. And it's been a long road kind of getting there. When I first left, I came in as an intern, where we called it an intern. Basically, I kind of did whatever, you know, was around at camp. So a lot of times I would run activities for groups on the weekends, or I would help fix toilets or, you know, clean up areas around camp. And I did that for about 2 years. Eventually, I kind of transitioned into being the program director at the time, which is very similar to what I did now, but less of a focus on the staff. I mostly just kind of made sure that the activities ran, and I kind of helped with some of the planning for that. But then eventually I transitioned to also taking on that staff piece of it, where there was a kind of an opening, and I saw a need, and I felt God kind of calling me to that. And so I stepped into that role. And then we also had, there was a period of time for like 3 or 4 years where I also handled our maintenance as well. So I would, in addition to just kind of planning all the summer stuff and everything, had to make sure everything kind of kept going as well, which was kind of stressful. But, you know, God got us through that, and we had a lot of help from various volunteer groups at the time. And I'm very thankful for that. And then as we kind of were able to transition to have some more staff on board, I was able to kind of pass that piece off. And so we just kind of changed me back to being the program director. And so that's kind of where I am now. I still do a lot of the same things. It's kind of like whenever you take responsibilities on at camps, you don't really let them go. You kind of just take on more things, it kind of feels like, and you kind of transition a little bit, but you still kind of do the same things. So, for instance, you know, last month or so, even though I'm not really on the maintenance side, I traveled up to Virginia and I started working on our pontoon boat with someone that we met that runs a marina. Just kind of, you know, all kinds of odds and ends like that are kind of part of my day-to-day job. But beyond that, it's been a really interesting journey. When I first moved up there, I didn't really have a place to stay. One of our previous directors had a finished basement, so I stayed there for 2 years, and then I moved to another basement for 2 years, and then another basement for 2 years, And eventually I got above ground, and so I was able to purchase a house at the time. So now I have my house that I've been living in for about 6 or 7 years now, which I'm very, very glad to have that. But one of the things that that God has really shown me through this is His provision. Now, for our staff, all of our staff on camp, we all raise our own support, and that can be a very stressful thing sometimes, but it's also a very humbling thing. I can't tell you how many times that there's been a need, either for me personally or for the camp, where God has provided for us. Now, as a younger kid, you know, I would hear stories of missionaries coming back, and they have all these miraculous things that happen where just at the right time, you know, someone was passing by with some medical, you know, aid that they needed for someone that they were working with. And I kind of, at the time, I don't know, I didn't discount that, but I was like, well, I'm not going to see that happen, you know. That's not something that, you know, happens in the U.S., but it is. There were plenty of times, just one instance, you know, I came in early one day, and there was tons of water in our laundry room, and I came in there, and the bottom of our water heater had completely rusted out, and the way our camp typically runs, you know, we have money that comes in during the summer, and then we have to use that to kind of go through the rest of the year, and so we were leading up to summer, so we were on our lowest point of money, and we didn't really have anything we could do for repairs, and, you know, we had inspections coming up where we have to be able to show that, like, you know, things work. And if the hot water heater is not working, that's a problem. But it happened to be that same day, we had a check that came in for exactly the amount that we needed. And it's like, I don't know. Especially growing up, I was like, that doesn't happen, right? But it does, and God does provide. Really everything, and I could go to pretty much everything I have in my house. Even to my house, and see how God had a hand in that. The story of my house, I guess. I was house sitting for somebody. I had moved out of, they were somewhere in Europe doing something for like a year. They needed someone to take care of their house. So I was staying there, and as they were coming back, I had to figure out where I was going. I had about a month left. I had been looking at houses. Nothing was really in my price range or was... seemed like it would fit. And I kind of talked to my parents about it. I was like, I don't know what to do, you know. And so we found there was this one other house that I had gone and looked at. I wasn't exactly sure. It seemed okay, but it was about $20,000 out of my price range. But no one had, you know, no one had put a bid on it. So we talked about it, and we're like, well, we'll put in, basically me and my realtors were like, well, we'll just put in what we can pay, and we'll see if they take it. And they did. And we were able to close actually within like 2 weeks, which was just around the time when they were going to be coming back, and I had to move. And it's just, I mean, some things like that you may chalk up to kind of like coincidence or timing, but I really do see God's hand working in that. And that house has been a huge blessing for me, not just to have a place to be, but because of how I am involved in our church, I was able to start hosting Bible studies at my house. I've been more involved in leading our youth group and having people over. And it's just been a huge blessing that God has given me. And that's really kind of how our camp has functioned for many, many years. Even as we are looking for instance, you know, we feel like, oh, we're understaffed for this year. We don't have as many people. We don't know what we're going to be doing. And somehow it just happens that the number of counselors that we have is the number that we need for the number of kids. And especially when I first started out, that was very stressful. but after you see God work again and again and again, it becomes easier to trust and to see that, you know, regardless of sometimes of your plans, that God has plans for what's going to happen anyway, and we just have to trust it. So that has been a really kind of like a main lesson that I've learned over the past 10 years, And again, while it has been stressful, it has been very, a very humbling experience, and also I feel very privileged to have gone through that, because without that, I may not have been able to see in such concrete ways in how God provides for us. Now, we know that beyond that, God provides for us, right? We know that through his son that he gave us and his sacrifice, the forgiveness of sins. And we can't thank him enough for that, right? And so, again, I just feel blessed to be there and to work and to see and be reminded of God's provision for us. And if you'd like to know more about Hickory Cove and maybe some more stories or anything like that, feel free to ask me during the break. We do a yearly update for like supporters and stuff for camp, and we do a live stream and stuff for that. So if you're interested in wanting to see like what happened last year and what's going on this year and what's going to be going on, I'd be happy to share that link with you so you can take a look at that. It's a little long. It's like an hour and a half. But, you know, if you you want to scroll through, that's fine. But it's a pretty good watch, I think. But if you want to know more, feel free to catch me during the break, and I'll be happy to share with you, or after we finish up this morning. So let me close this in prayer, and we'll continue on. Dear Lord, we thank you for who you are and for what you've done for us and what you continue to do for us. We pray that we grow to love you more and that we learn to trust you more as we live. We pray that you would bless this day as we continue on and learn from your word. In your name we pray. Amen.